This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We're going to tackle drugs, Mexico, Jasmine Crockett. Better get your game face on to tackle her. Cracker Barrel. Emails. Judges are terrible. All that and so much more to come on the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about drugs for a minute, because this is going to be about Mexico, Trump authorizing military use, cartels, Mexican president, all kinds of things. But drugs. Drugs are, look, I'm not going to sit here and go into a long drug debate, this or that, or what you use, what you've used. What the, I'm not doing that. But drugs as a form of warfare between countries, there's a long, long history there. Highly recommend, if you don't know anything about it, look up the Opium Wars. Look up the Opium Wars. Britain trying to get into China, introducing, but it's bad, okay? It's bad, but it's, look, I'm not even dogging on Britain. It's what countries do. We tend to think of warfare as bombs and bullets, as guns. If we go older, we think about it like swords and spears and arrows and horses and chariots and things like that. That's one kind of warfare. But there are many, many, many different ways to fight a war. And before you start slamming into each other with shields and spears or guns and bombs, it certainly helps to weaken them before you happen to clash. Thus, drugs. Drugs will weaken a nation. Weaken your resolve, weaken your mind. Drugs will weaken a nation, period. It is a form of warfare. Now let's talk about fentanyl, Mexico, China. They call them precursors, but I don't want to try to talk over anybody's head or act like I'm the world's expert on drugs. Most definitely I'm not. But the things you need to make fentanyl come from China. Remember, China is a place completely under the control of the CCP. The Communist Party controls everything. You don't get to post on social media whatever you want. You don't get to do whatever kind of business you want unless the CCP allows it and or wants it to happen, period. They'll disappear. Look, they'll disappear a billionaire if he gets up and says something they don't like. That's how they handle it. It's a communist country. For a long time, the things you need to make fentanyl have come from China to Mexico. Then they've crossed our border. Now, let's talk about us. America. America suffers from the same thing really most countries suffer from. When we have money to burn, we burn it on things that are bad. And I'm not washing my hands of that either. You got a little extra cheddar cheese? Oh, surely you can go out and buy some fancy new car or buy an extra bottle of booze or drugs. Americans like drugs. Not everybody, but as a country, we consume a lot of drugs. Both illegal and legal, keep in mind. When you think about drugs, things that alter your mind, things like that, you don't just have to think about the devil's lettuce and fentanyl and things like that. All kinds of doctors will write you a perfectly legal prescription for anti-anxiety medication or opiates or whatever else. And again, I'm not judging you. I'm just explaining there is a large appetite for drugs in America. You want to see a jaw-dropping gap or a graph? Go look at America's consumption of medication, legal medication, versus every other country in the world. We like drugs here. It is what it is. Wish it wasn't that way, but it is what it is. China is our mortal enemy. This is not just a campaign talking point of Donald Trump mentioning China. China has openly declared this. They believe they should be the number one country in the world. They are striving to be the number one country in the world. So when you're number two and you're striving to be number one, it's not just that you want to make gains. You are trying to hurt number one and drag them back. China has ensured that they are going to fill us up with deadly drugs. 100,000 Americans dead in 1 year from fentanyl overdoses. But it's more than just the overdoses. The overdoses and the death, they get all the publicity because it's death. It's horrible, right? It's somebody's kid. It's somebody's... Oh, pause for a second. Sorry, I have to be a dad. I have two teenage sons. I have to be a father. Pause. I know there are kids listening to this show. I am not a nun. I am the furthest thing away from a good, moral person who's lived my life in a perfect way. Okay, I've told you before, I did cocaine once. You know, I've just talked to you about walking out of a bar in Tijuana. I am not somebody you need to look up to and admire and model your life after. So I've lived on the darker side of life. I know. Do not take anything your friends give you. Do not do it. I'm about to read a story, but there's a new worse fentanyl, which I'll get to in a minute, but couple teens dead. Texas teens. Why? Thought it was a Xanax. Now I realize Xanax is a drug. I realize that, but it's a perfectly legal drug. And if you're a kid, maybe a teenager, maybe a girl, boy, whatever, maybe you're stressed about school or parents or sports or something like that, and your buddy says, "Hey, I've got a Xanax." Well, that's not exactly like taking LSD. Nothing, right? It's just a Xanax. What's the big deal? I'm not going to get hooked. I don't have a prescription. I'm going to take the edge off. Yeah, a couple of Texas teens are dead. It's a different world. This stuff is laced with all kinds of crap now. So, kids especially, I'm talking to you. Don't take it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Might be the last thing you ever do in your life. Don't do it. All right, stop. That's enough, Daddy Jesse. Let's get back to the task at hand here. China has been doing drug warfare on us for a long time, trying to weaken, destabilize our country. They have used Mexico as the vehicle for this because the cartels have run Mexico for a long time. They run the routes into the United States from Mexico. So if you're trying to get illegal things into the country, honestly, they're the mailman. They're the only one you want to go to. If you're a terrorist or China or anyone else and you want to get into America without America knowing it, you go knock on the door of the drug cartels and you say,
"Buenas tardes."
And then you ask them to help you. That's what happens. So now let's fast forward to the latest. I told you there's a new one. A deadly opioid, this is from the Populist Times, up to 43 times stronger than fentanyl, and it's Narcan resistant, is killing Americans. It's known as nitazine. It doesn't matter. It's really terrible. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, why would anybody take this? Why would anybody take fentanyl? Why would anyone seek this out? Remember, unless you're a drug person, you don't understand the mentality of a drug person. When you tell a drug person that this drug is so powerful, if you take it one time, it can kill you, that is not unappealing to them. It's the most appealing thing in the world. They think, wow, that stuff must be awesome. Give me some. I know it doesn't make sense. That's what drugs will do to your mind. I'm just explaining the mentality. The all the headlines out there that you read, that I read, where fentanyl, this guy died and this guy died and this guy died of an overdose and this cop happened to brush up against it and now he's in the emergency room. The druggie doesn't read that and go, oh my gosh, I need to clean up my life. It's time to start working out and drinking milk. The druggie reads that and he says, oh, that must be good stuff. I want to run and get my hands on that. So it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, and I realize this is complicated, but this is a long, complicated issue. If you're Donald Trump, the Trump administration has made this a priority. They announced it on the campaign trail before he was even elected. They talked about it time and time and time again. Addressing fentanyl, addressing these overdoses in a meaningful way is a priority. How do we do that? Well, that brings us to the next bit, which we'll get to in a moment. Before we do that, probably a really appropriate time to talk about focusing on things that are drug-free. Relief Factor is drug-free. I want you to know that. Yes, it was developed by doctors, of course, but it's a formula of natural ingredients. It is for the pain that plagues your life. The plague that holds you back from playing with your grandkids, that holds you back from enjoying your day working construction, that holds you back from doing the things you used to love because your knee hurts now, your hand hurts, your wrist, your neck, your back. Just try it. I am not asking for some lifetime commitment. You're not getting married to it. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Take it for 3 weeks every day. It's a supplement. It will build up in your system, and that volume on that pain just gets turned down and down and down until, click, it's off. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Bronco, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Back to our discussion. We're talking about Mexico, the Trump administration, Mexico's president. But I wanted to clarify something that Jewish producer Chris brought up. Why would they be adding, why would anybody add fentanyl or this new terrible thing? Why would they add it to Xanax? Why would they add it to medication? Why add it to, I'm assuming they add it to cocaine. I don't know the drug world, but cocaine or heroin, or why add something like that at all? Well, it maximizes your profit. Let me explain. It's extremely powerful. So if you have a pound of heroin, I'm sure they probably don't measure it in pounds, but if you have a pound of heroin, you want to make the most money you can dealing that heroin. So you're going to try to cut it up. Now, I've seen enough drug movies to know they use all kinds of things, flour and all kinds of things, to make that 1 pound 2 pounds. So no, you're not selling pure heroin, but now you have twice as much heroin, you make twice as much money. You with me so far? But here's the problem. Druggies know what they're doing. They know what gets them wherever they want high-wise. And they're going to start to figure out that your heroin isn't as good as the other guy's heroin. The more you water it down, yeah, the more money you make once, but then they don't come back to you. Along comes, for a drug dealer, a miracle. The miracle is this synthetic nitazine, fentanyl, these synthetic, ultra-powerful things. Now, if I have my 1 pound of heroin, I don't have to just add flour. I can add my 1 pound of flour and still get you just as high because I put just a little dab of fentanyl in there. Let me clarify, too. This works the exact same way with drugs you think are legal at that party, at your buddy's house, at your anything. You don't know where he bought that Xanax. You don't know where he bought that ecstasy. You don't know. Same thing works. They make it, add a little fentanyl in it, then your drug goes longer, you make more money. That's how it works. All right. Now, the Trump administration wants to tackle this problem. There are two different ways you have to tackle the problem. First, China. China is the one sending, you know, the ingredients. Mexico is the one bringing it in and creating it here, I should note. You have to go after both. But China makes this very, very difficult. You see, everything's complicated. Warfare, presidencies, trade, it's very complicated. In a vacuum, it's easy to say, well, just go after China. It's an act of war. You're killing our citizens. Blockade the country for all I care. Start launching missiles in an extreme thing. That's what you would say. All right. Well, China makes all of our pharmaceuticals, almost all of them. China manufactures most of our manufacturing. The majority, I shouldn't say most, the majority of our manufacturing comes from China. Yeah, we want them to stop sending essentially fentanyl over here, but is Trump willing to cause a Great Depression in the country to do so? Probably not. And if you're in a leadership position, can't you argue that maybe that's not the greater good? Hey, even if I stop China from sending fentanyl, if I cause a Great Depression and 25% unemployment, how many people will die because of that? Again, it's complicated. So who's the soft underbelly in this whole endeavor? Mexico. It's not that Mexico doesn't provide anything to us. They are a trading partner. They provide things to us. We provide things to them. But Mexico, unlike China, they don't have the ability to cause a Great Depression in this country. So if you can't lean hard enough on China, and he is leaning on China somewhat, don't get me wrong, but if you can't lean hard enough on China to stop sending the fentanyl ingredients over here, that only leaves one country, Mexico. Donald Trump announced that he would declare war on the cartels. They haven't necessarily declared war thus far. I should clarify that. They haven't declared war thus far, but there are drones flying over Mexico and the Mexicans know it. The cartels are aware that they are being forced to surrender people to the Mexican government. Trump is using trade tariffs for all this. Now that brings us to where we are. The Trump administration took the step of officially authorizing the Pentagon to use military force in Mexico. How is that going to look? I reached out to a couple different sources today. Nobody would tell me. So I don't know. Right now it's subject to our interpretation. Does that mean we're sending the old DevGru boys in there to put a shot in somebody's head? Maybe. Does that mean a Reaper drone is going to drop some high explosive items on some cartel guys? Maybe. Is it none of that? I don't know. I don't think we're going to be sending up a couple army divisions in there. I don't think the 101st Airborne is going to be airdropping into, Juarez, but I don't know. Either way, we'll see where we go from here. Let's do some emails. Let's find you a good employee. That's what you need, isn't it? You have an empty spot at your office. Maybe it's a spot that's currently occupied by a turd who's holding you back, or maybe it's actually an empty spot. You need this, you need that, you need a secretary, a salesman, an assistant manager, they're all at ZipRecruiter. The only thing holding you back from finding that employee is you. ZipRecruiter has it all. They're the hiring site employers prefer most because they're the hiring site employees prefer the most. When you're out of work, that's the first thing you do. Get to ZipRecruiter because you know that's where the employers are. And they have matching technology that saves you time. Isn't your time precious? Saves you time, saves you money, saves you headache. They will match you with the best employees. 4 out of 5 employers find one the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse.
We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So before we get on to the other things in the emails, remember that talk we had at the very beginning of the show? It's the first hour of the show, but we've had the talk many times before how the communists, they diversity'd us to death. Diversity is the death of everything. And now these diversity hires, they're not just in low-level positions because the communists infiltrated and conquered every institution. They have now taken over large, important chunks of our society. They're generals, they're air traffic controllers, they're university professors, they're CEOs, they're, I mean, This was Biden's pick to lead the FAA.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. Mm-hmm. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay. So what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
But obviously you'd ever see that.
Yeah, you get the idea. Have you ever heard of Sarah Stroman? Probably not. Unless you're listening to me right now in Minneapolis, probably not. But Sarah Stroman, she was appointed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and it's a pretty important position. He made her the Director of Natural Resources. It's pretty nice, right? Yeah, here's a headline for you. One of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes accidentally was drained. It's a 26-acre lake known as Alice Lake. Yeah, I guess hiring her just because... Oh, by the way, she was celebrated as the first woman to lead the Department of Natural Resources. Ooh, well, yeah, they left a valve open. The lake's gone. And I mean, it's gone. There are dead fish just laying all over the ground. Diversity hires were treated by the right, understandably, as these little annoyances, right? The diversity hire that's the new secretary at the office. Okay, she's a little rude. It's just annoying. The diversity hire in this little job or that little job, it's okay. Okay, the insurance company you work for, they have a new diversity hire. All right, I'll get around it. It's no big deal. But that's not how communists work. They weren't playing games. They weren't just trying to put a little diversity hire stamp on everything. They're fighting a war. They're fighting a revolution. The revolution they're fighting is the intentional destruction of everything as they hand every good thing in this country over to their allies to be destroyed. They were dead serious. We woke up one day and the freaking chairman of the Joint Chiefs was a diversity hire. Diversity, the focus on it, will kill anything where diversity is the focus. Anything, no matter what it is, and has. Time and time and time again. And we allowed them to weaken us over and over and over again with rhetoric like this. Jasmine Crockett says Republicans want to systematically remove black elects. rhetoric like this.
You don't think more police make streets safer?
No, Joe. I'm a black woman in America. I do not always think that more police make streets safer.
We allowed them to use our guilt as a society to weaken our defenses as they conquered everything, and now we have to sit and watch as things die. But all that means is we have to take it back. Hey, Jesse, after listening to your show, it really hit home what my wife and I are deliberating over. We live in rural Illinois. It's a very conservative area. Yeah, a lot of people actually don't know. Illinois is really red, really, really, really red outside of Chicago. If you go look at the map, the congressional map of Illinois, it's amazing. It's a very red state. It's just Chicago ruins it all. Anyway, however, being that we are in Illinois, we do not have state protections. We are open to the idea of moving, but no idea where to go because we feel like we have it really good in our conservative small town. So is it better to live and have control in our own town with the school, etc.? Or do we need to get to a red state, even if it means having to sacrifice knowing the school and the people in our town? Thanks for your help, Beaver Slayer. I'll tell you this. I don't know your personal situation with work or family or whatnot. Just judging by what you just emailed there, I would stay. When I have told people to leave, this is the situation where I think you need to leave, if at all possible, with your job and your family. If there are no layers of government protection for you, if every single level of government above you is openly hostile towards you, if every layer of government above you is Democrat controlled, you need to get out, period. Because we are not in the days of moderate Democrats, blue dog Democrats anymore. Those people are gone. And the ones who maybe still are, they know they can't act that way. We are in the era where Democrats are communists and they will use their government power to smash their political enemies. They have proven it over and over and over and over again. So you say you're in rural Illinois, nice red town, nice red school, nice red neighbors, nice red this. Well, that means you have a layer of protection, of government protection above you. No, the state's not with you. That sucks. But you have a county, I'm assuming. You have a town, I'm assuming. That matters. That matters a lot. Not if you're in Manhattan. Not if you're in Los Angeles. If you're listening right now and you're in Los Angeles, you don't have any friends. You have mortal enemies in positions of power above you. If you get caught jaywalking, they are going to send you to San Quentin if they can. They will. You know I'm right. The mayor will. The chief of, don't think the chief of police is going to step in. Don't let that uniform fool you anymore. I already outlined earlier how they focused to spread this communism to police agency after police agency across the United States of America. There's nobody, nobody on your side. They all hate you and they will all destroy you the first chance they get. You don't have the cops. You don't have the mayor. You definitely don't have the DA. You don't have the governor. You have nothing. If that is your situation, then you need to act as if you are in hostile territory because you are. I know it's going to sound overblown. I guess maybe in a way it is. But if that was my situation, I would act like I was in North Korea. You essentially are. You know, North Korea, they'll throw you in a gulag for 20 years for spitting on the sidewalk. Oh, they're so crazy. Tell me that's different than New York. Daniel Penny chokes out a guy on the subway making threats. They did everything they could. If it wasn't for a jury, they did everything they could to send that man to state prison for the rest of his natural life. You can't even step in and stop a bad man. They'll send you to prison. I would never in a million years live in that environment. Me personally, it's just me. I would not live in an environment where I can't have a gun on me, period. I'm going to kill someone who tries to kill me without a moment of hesitation. And if I have to worry about going to prison for that, I'm not living there. I'll visit. I'll pop in and out. I ain't going to advertise it beforehand. That's not for you. That's for the communists who would love to kill me. I'm not advertising it, but I'm not living anywhere where I can't kill you if you try to kill me. Just not. Not doing it. If I was in a lovely little red town, though, in an unfortunate blue state, I'd be out. All right. Let's keep our dogs alive. Let's keep our dogs healthy and our cats. I need to do this. I keep forgetting to do this because I don't have a cat. I'm stuck with Fred. Cat people are, well, they love their cats too. And I know your cat doesn't get nutrition from his cat food. Your cat needs nutrition too. Rough Greens isn't just America's number one dog supplement. There's Meow Greens for your kitty. Get your cat vitamins and minerals and all the things your cat needs to keep pooping in a box in your home for the rest of your life. No, I'm kidding. Keep your cat alive. Keep your dog alive. Give the pet you love, that who loves you back, give them real nutrition. You believe in giving real nutrition to yourself, to your kids, give it to your pet. Call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Use the promo code Jesse, or you can get them online. RoughGreens.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what's been an awesome Tuesday. Remember, you can email us Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's do some of those emails before we get to headlines. Jesse, is sexual impropriety endemic or systemic of the modern Democrat Party? That is to say, do so many public school officials and teachers turn out to be pedophiles or otherwise degenerate because the culture of the party naturally leads to these behaviors? Feel free to word the question differently if you address it on air, so on and so forth. Okay, well, there is something that I most definitely have noticed because I follow the news, and you probably have noticed as well because you follow the news, and that is the unbelievable volume of school teachers / administrators / coaches who end up getting involved with their students. I know kids are listening. I have to hand out the PG version of this, but you know what I'm talking about. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. So first of all, we have to always keep this in mind. We have to always build this in when it comes to whenever we see a story where we say, why is there so much more of this today than before? Remember, there was a time in human history, not that long ago, where humans didn't own books. You had to go down to the local monastery to find someone who could read. Now, I realize we've advanced past that, but you have access to information that other human beings have not had to deal with. Gigantic quantities of information. Immediate information. If there is a mass shooting going on right now, picture this. I'm in the middle of a radio segment. If there is a mass shooting right now, you will know before I will, because I'm not looking at my phone. If you're looking at your phone or something like that, you will know about it before I will, and I do this for a living. Instant information. Plane crash, mass shooting, something big, Trump says something. That you know about it before I know about it. Instant information. Human beings have never, ever, you do live in a unique time. Never in human history have human beings had access to that much information that fast. Don't think that this is the only era where teachers were getting involved with their students. It's just if someone does it now in Alaska or Florida or New Mexico or Maine and everywhere in between, you know about it the second it comes across your phone. So it seems like there's a lot more now than it used to be. But let's get past that little build-in. Let's assume it is that now. We have to keep in mind that a lot of professions that have our respect and deserve our respect are still full of scumbags. And that's hard to accept. You know, we automatically, when we see a law enforcement officer, there's an automatic respect given there because that's a human being who straps it on every day and might die stopping a bad man. That's a level, an elevated level of respect. No question about it. I send pizzas to my local cop shop. I love cops. I do. But, man, there are some scumbag cops out there. Total dirtball cops. No question about it. Don't believe me? Go look at the ones during COVID. All kinds of dirtball cops out there. The teaching profession is like this too. Those who aren't called to do it and those who don't do it will naturally respect a woman. I'll just call it a woman because most of them are women. A woman. They don't all have to be, by the way. There are some great male teachers. A woman who presides over someone else's kids and tries to teach them, tries to educate them. That profession automatically comes with a certain level of respect. But we have to keep in mind, it is also going to invite predators. It just is. I hate to ruin your weekend fun, but you've been to your local arcade with your kid? Any adults working at that arcade? I'm not talking about the 16-year-old doing a summer job. Is there a 30-year-old man working at the arcade? Why do you think that is? We have to be aware that people who purposely put themselves around legions of other children, strange children, sometimes they are the best people in the world and have the best motivations in the world. There's no question about it. And sometimes they're freaking predators who are there to be predators. They're there because that's where the prey is. But I mean, how many dirty commie teachers have we played for you? I love teaching my kindergarten about gayness. And we've said, that's not a teacher, that's a predator. She sought out that profession so she could prey on children. I think there's a lot of that today. A lot of teachers aren't teachers. They're predators. There you go.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Judge orders teens charged in Doge staffer attack in D.C. to remain in youth custody. Oh, those teens again. Man, that gun teens seem to commit a lot of crimes out there. Cracker Barrel customers hate restaurant chain's new look in viral social media videos. Yeah, because once again, Cracker Barrel, like most great American companies, got conquered by dirty commies. The last time I was in a Cracker Barrel, there was a bunch of LGBTQ garbage in there. So, of course, I'm not walking in again, and I've seen the pictures. It's no longer Cracker Barrel. It's every other garbage company. Court has ruled that calling a man bald can be considered sexual harassment. A lot of you are going to hear from my lawyer. Over 50,000 migrants crossed the channel since the UK PM is elected. They're not migrants. They're invaders. They're illegals. They're foreigners. Marriage addiction. Inside the lives of people who just can't stop saying I do. Apparently that's all about Jennifer Lopez. Inflation cools slightly in July from the prior month. Apparently we were only 2.7% poorer now than we used to be. So, I mean, that's something. Unearthed emails reveal White House nixed Biden visiting a ship because of how many steps were involved. I still say somebody has to go to prison for covering up the fact that we had a non-functional president. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.